Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding at Ika de Amri, last word of the second line of the page. Ika de Amri. Some say that that we were middle of discussing whether Adar is always chaser, it's always malay, is it always 29 days, is it always 30 days? When there are two Adars, does it mean that one of them is 29, one of them is 30? We had all sorts of different opinions. So some say the conversation goes as follows. Amar of Nachman, Afana Nami Tanina. We have a Mishnah that proves, or a Brisa that, Mishnah that proves that the Adar that comes right before Nisan, which in a regular year is the only Adar, and in a leap year is Adar Beis, is always 29 days. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalel Nesa Shabbos, because the Mishnah says that there are 2 months for which the Edim are Mechalel Shabbos in order to come and testify about the new month. Al Nisan V'al Tishrei, the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei. I amrit bishlama liolam chaser. So if you say Adar is always going to be 29 days, mishum hachi mechalalinan, that's why they're mechal Shabbos, because even though Bezin could be mekadesh l'chodesh on day 30, they need this edus, the mitzvah l'kadesh ala ri'iyah, because the mitzvah is to be mekadesh l'chodesh with the testimony of Edim, with actual Edim Usa, and not just by knowing that it's 29 days. Eli amrit zimn malay zimn chaser, but if you say sometimes it's malay and sometimes it's chaser, amai mechalinan, why do you have to be mechal Shabbos? Na'abri inna v'nikta she'lemachar. Why don't they just wait till the day after Shabbos? Bezin will not be Mekadesh the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh. They'll be Ma'aber Chodesh Adar. They'll make it a Chodesh Malay. They'll make it 30 days, and that's fine, because sometimes it is Malay. And then on day 31, when the Edom come and they say that they saw the moon, Bezin will be Mekadesh that day Al Pi Edom, because it's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Al Pi Edom. So the Gemara answers no. Idi ikla yom shloshim b'Shabbos hachinami. If the 30th day was on Shabbos and the Edom wanted to be mechal Shabbos to come and be meyer to be mekadesh day 30, so then you're right. They don't have to be mechal Shabbos. They could just wait till day 31. So hacha, but over here the Mishnah is talking about hacha me'askinan di ikla yom shloshim ve'echad b'Shabbos, where day 31 was on Shabbos. So the Edom who saw the levana have to come on that day to testify in order for Bezin to have any chance to be mekadesh the chodesh. And even though if the Edom don't come, Rosh Chodesh is going to be that day, because it can't be the next day, it's already too late the next day, still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, the mitzvah l'kadesh al ri'iyah, because we'd so much rather for the Kiddush HaChodesh to happen based on the testimony of Edom, which is remarkable. What the Gemara is saying is, even if the Edom are going to come on the wrong day, because they really saw the previous day as Rosh Chodesh, but they couldn't get there that day, still you want to be Mekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah by Edom coming, even though they're really coming the next day, rather than the Edom not come at all, and just by default being Mekadesh the Chodesh. Masiv Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, wait a second, if you say that Adar is always Chaser, so, and you're saying that Edom Mechal Shabbos is only because Mitzvah L'Kadesh Al Pi Ari'iyah, Kisha HaMikdash Kayam Mechal in Afal Kulan. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, then Edom who saw the new moon should have to be Mechal Shabbos for all the months, not just Nisan and Tishrei, Mepreta Karnas HaKarbot, so that they can make sure that they bring the carbon of Rosh Chodesh on the right time. So Rav Kahana asks, Midukulu lav mishum mitzvah, lav mishum the mitzvah l'kadesh al ri'iyah. From the fact that we see that the reason that all the months you mechal Shabbos is not because of mitzvah l'kadesh al pi ri'iyah, so that which mechalal, that which Edom are allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for Nisan v'Tishrei, nami lav mishum the mitzvah l'kadesh al ri'iyah, can't be simply because there's a mitzvah to be mechadesh al ri'iyah, because that same mitzvah would apply to every month, not just Nisan and Tishrei. So therefore we could turn it around and say, if sometimes it's a 29 day month and sometimes it's a 30 day month, I understand why we're Mechal Shabbos, so that they can make sure they get it right. But if it's always a Chodesh Chaser, why the need to be Mechal Shabbos? They'll get it right anyway. It can't be because we just need to be Mekadesh with Edom, because that would apply to every month. Tiyufta. So the Gemara says that's Taka, a strong Kasha on those who say that the Adar near Nisan is always Chaser. It can't be that it's always Chaser, because if that were true, that it were always Chaser, then there would be no need for Edom to be Mechal Shabbos for it. Kiyasa Ula, when Ula went to Bavel, Amrar Abrua Le'el, he said, Bezin was Ma'aber Elul in Eretz Yisrael, and they made it a Chodesh Malay.
Amar Ula Yadi Chavrin Bavloi Maitivus Avdin Bahadayu. Do the people in Bavel know what kind of favor I did with them by telling them that Chodesh El was Mu'ubar, and if they would realize how good that really is? So Maitivus, the Gemara says, what's the big deal about being Ma'aber El? Why is that such a great favor that he's doing? So he says, Ula Amar Mishum Yarkaya. It's because of the vegetables, that if 2 days in a row were to happen where you wouldn't be allowed to do malacha, it would turn out that the vegetables that you pick on Erev Shabbos would shrivel up, until by the time you get to eat them on Yantav after Shabbos, if Yantav were on Sunday and Monday, and in order to separate between Shabbos and Yantav, they added an extra day of Elul, and they were Koveh Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei on day 31, so that Yom Tov will be on Friday, would be pushed off to Sunday, or if a Yom Tov was supposed to be Sunday, would be pushed off to Monday. So the point is, we try to make it that we shouldn't have 2 days of Kodesh in a row. They were Ma'aber the Shana, so that you wouldn't have a Friday Shabbos or a Shabbos Sunday. If Yontif was supposed to be on Friday, now it's just going to be Shabbos, so you won't have 2 days of Isra Malach in a row, because that would give vegetables too much time to rot. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar Mishum Mesaya. He says, not because of the vegetables, it's because of dead bodies. If Yom Kippur and Shabbos happened right after each other, without any hafzik in between them, if someone were to die on a Sunday, you wouldn't be able to bury him until, if somebody were to die on the first of those two consecutive days, you wouldn't be able to bury him until the motzai of the second of those consecutive days. And in the meantime, this guy, this dead body, is lying out there and is rotting away. So being Ma'aber Elul served the purpose sometimes, depending how the calendar fell out, of putting a day in between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, so that dead bodies won't have to rot. My Binayu, what's the difference whether the concern is that vegetables would rot or that bodies would rot? Ika Binayu, Yom Kippur Mishchal Yos Achar Shabbos. Nav Kamina would be Yom Kippur that falls out after Shabbos. Mandi Yom Yisaya Ma'abrina. That would be a good enough reason to be Ma'aber Elul, to keep Yom Kippur a day apart from Shabbos, to keep it on Monday. The one that says that it's because of the vegetables, though, when are you going to need those vegetables to eat? L'orta. You're going to need them at night after the tzom is over, because you're not allowed to eat them anyway in Yom Kippur. So there would be no reason to pick those vegetables on the Erev Shabbos. L'orta tarchi maisi. You could just go pick those vegetables on Motzei Yom Kippur, and you'll have them anyway. So we wouldn't be ma'aber a chodesh just to move Yom Kippur a day away from another day away from Shabbos. So it says, "Ma'adir Mishum Yerkaya La'Abre Mishum Mesaya." And the opinion that says that it's for the vegetables, why wasn't it a good enough reason to be ma'aber for the dead bodies? Ella Ikebinayu Yom Tov Hasamach LeShabbos. Nafkamina really is a Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot that's very close to Shabbos. Would that be enough of a reason? If it's about the vegetables, so then we'd be Ma'aber El to keep Yontif a day apart from Shabbos. But the one that says that it's concern of the dead being left unburied, Efshar Ba'amami. For Yontif, you could have non-Jews bury the body on Yontif. But the one that's concerned about the dead bodies, why isn't it a good enough reason to be ma'aber the chodesh for the sake of the vegetables? Because efshar b'chamimi, it's the vegetables you could soak in warm water, and then they're not going to shrivel at all, and they'll be perfectly good. Ihachi, if that's the reason that ma'aber el is because of the vegetables, because of the dead bodies, ma'ishno l'didan, why does it only help b'nei bavel, that Ullah says, ooh, the b'nei Eretz Yisrael did such a favor for the B'nai Bavel, as if it doesn't benefit the B'nai Yisrael at all, it only benefits the B'nai Bavel. I feel the Dutunami. What, do B'nai Yisrael not have vegetables? Do they not have dead people? So why is it a favor to the B'nai Bavel? So Gemara says, L'didon chavil anamla. For the B'nai Bavel, the land is very hot, and there's a lot of steam, and it's humid, so since they live in a place of such high humidity, things will rot much more quickly. L'ditu lo chavilu. But in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't work like that. It's not so hot, it's not so humid, and therefore things will not rot nearly as quickly. So let's summarize this and make a main point out of this. Two different opinions. There are two opinions
as to what would be a motivation to be ma'aber Elul, to add a day into Elul that would benefit the Bnei Bava. One is to keep Shabbos a day away from Yontif, so that vegetables don't have to be picked 2 days in advance and therefore risk rotting. And the other is to keep Shabbos a day away from Yom Tov, or at least a day away from Yom Kippur, so that dead bodies won't be left out to rot over the course of 2 days. So now, we had said, Ula had said that Beis Din Eretz Yisrael is Ma'abar the Chodesh, if there's a real need, if there's a communal need for it, right? Such as keeping the Yontif and Shabbos a day apart. So asks the Gemara, Eini, is this really so? V'atani Rab Bar Shmuel, Yachal K'shem Sh'ma'abar Nes HaShana L'Tzarech Kach Ma'abar Nes HaChodesh L'Tzarech. One might have thought that just like we add an extra Adar into the year when there's a need for it, when there's a communal need for it, that we add an extra day to a month when there's a communal need for it. Tamalomer HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. That's why the Pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim, to teach us Kazer Re'eva Kadesh. When you see the new moon, that's when you're Makadesh the Chodesh. So you see that we're not Ma'abar the Chodesh just stam because there's a need for it. It has to be based on the moon. It can't just be when there's a need for it. So how can we say that we do it for these needs of the vegetables or the dead bodies? Amarava lo kasha, kan la'abro, kan la'kadsho. There's a difference between Ma'abar the Chodesh for a need to push off the Kiddush HaChodesh for day 31, even though the moon was already seen on day 30, as opposed to make it come earlier, that you don't do, even if there's a need. So essentially what we're saying is, to delay Rosh Chodesh for a communal need, we're willing to do that. To make Rosh Chodesh come earlier, that we're not going to do for a communal need. V'hachi kamer, and this is what it means to say, Yachol k'shem shama'abar nes hashana ve'es hachodesh. What we're really saying is, you might think that just like we are ma'aber both the year and the month, litzorech, for when there's a communal need, kach mekadshin nes hachodesh litzorech, you might think that we are similarly mekadish the chodesh when there's a need for it. Tamalomar hachodesh zelechem kazerei v'kadesh. That's what the pasuk tells me. No, we never mekadish the chodesh prematurely just because there's a need for it. The Gemara says, and I'll bring you a raya that this distinction is correct between delaying Rosh Chodesh and making Rosh Chodesh prematurely. V'chihadam Rabbi Shimon Levi, like Rabbi Shimon Levi said, ma'aymin ala edim, we make the edim, we scare the edim, we come testify, ala chodesh nir bizmano, about Rosh Chodesh happening on day 30, meaning on an early month, on a short month, that la'abra, that sometimes if we tell them keep quiet so we can make it a chodesh mu'ubar, we can make it a longer month. But the ema'imin ala edim ala chodesh shalon yareb bizman ala kacho. But we never do the reverse. If the chodesh did not appear in its right time, we never intimidate edim into trying to be makadesh prematurely. Frankly, Mar, really? Eini? V'hashalach le Rabbi Yehuda Nesila Ravami, haviyodin shakal yam shal Rabbi Yochanan, hayim elamdein Rabbi Yochanan used to always teach us that if we have to be makadesh the chodesh on day 30, ma'imin ala edim ala chodesh shalon yareb bizmano, we should scare the edim, we should intimidate the edim that they saw the new moon early, the kadosh in order to be mekadesh early. Afal b'shaloru, even if they didn't see it, yomru reinu, make them say that they saw it, so that Bezin could prematurely be mekadesh to chodesh. So you see that it's even to make the chodesh come prematurely. Amar Rabbi lo kasha, habenisan v'tishrei, ha b'shar yarchi, that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about kiddush rosh chodesh of Nisan and Tishrei, where the yom tovim are going to be tully on that. So if there's a need to set up the yom tovim properly, we even would said it would make the Rosh Chodesh come prematurely. But other months, we would never make it come prematurely. We would only delay for convenience sake when it comes to other months. We would so that's the difference. That's one answer. A second answer, Rava Amar Hadetani Rava Bar Shmuel, that which Rava Bar Shmuel says, that we're not Mekadesh the Chodesh Letzorech Acherim Hi. That is the opinion of Acherim, who hold the Bezin is never Mekadesh the Chodesh. They just alternate between a Chodesh Mali and a Chodesh Chaser. So it's not Shaykh to be Mekadesh or Ma'aber the Chodesh for any need, because you just stick with the order. You alternate between Mali and Chaser. Titania Acherim Omer, Main Bein Atzeres Atzeres, Eimin Rosh
Hashanah Rosh Hashanah El Arba Yom Bilvad. Acherim hold that the difference between the day of the week of Rosh Hashanah this year and the day of the week of Rosh Hashanah next year is always going to be 4 days. V'mayis Hashanah Mubaris Chamisha. And if it was a leap year, 5 days, because we're always alternating between one and the other. So essentially, to summarize, there are two opinions. Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that we're not Makadesh the Chodesh L'Tzorech, and that's why we do not intimidate Edim to make the Chodesh premature, but we are Ma'aber the Chodesh L'Tzorech, so we will intimidate Edim to make the Chodesh a day later. Acherim hold that we're not Makadesh or Ma'aber the Chodesh L'Tzorech. No matter what kind of need there is, we're not Makadesh or Ma'aber, we don't intimidate Edim for anything. We just follow a sequence of alternating between Malei and Chaser. So again, that's the main point, that Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that we will intimidate Edim to make a Chodesh later, but never earlier, except for Nisan and Tishrei. And Acherim hold, we never intimidate Edim to make a Chodesh early or late, because we just alternate between Malei and Chaser. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the third Shita in this discussion, that of Rav Dimi Narda, which we'll pick up with next year.